It's the 14th of April, and this is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute. And we're talking about the single killer question that the NHS in England is rolling out as its main measure of patient experience. You'll have heard about it. It's called the friends and family question. It means that after you've gone to accident and emergency, or maybe been a resident at a hospital ward, you're going to be asked this question. How likely are you to recommend our ward or our A&E department to friends and family if they needed similar care or treatment? It's known as the friends and family test. And of course, the idea is to have a single measurable statistic that will tell us whether hospitals are doing their jobs properly. And it comes in the wake of mid-staffs and all the shortcomings that are being complained about in the National Health Service and in social care. And later on this year, this will be rolled out to other parts of the NHS. Now, it is controversial, and that's because people allege, and we don't yet know if this is true, they allege that it is going to be possible to manipulate this figure. Maybe some people fear that we're going to have a lot of focus on making people feel very good in the short term at the expense of the eventual outcome. I do worry that perhaps we will have a lot of have a nice day type service improvements that are largely cosmetic, but which in the longer term don't necessarily amount to a better experience. Now, those of us who live and breathe public consultations know that the last thing you want to do is to convert many complex consultations to a simple yes or no statistic. And we wonder whether the NHS isn't perhaps reducing a complex set of elements that make up for the totality of the patient experience, and reducing it down to one number may not be a great idea. Now, we're going to find out pretty quickly because these things are being rolled out in the next few months. We'll keep a watch on it in the Consultation Institute. I know we'll be discussing this, amongst other things, in the 14th of May round table on health and well-being boards. Because one thing is for certain, there has to be a well-informed debate if the culture change that Robert Francis and others have called for in the NHS is going to come about. Will this single killer question be a positive contribution to that debate? We shall see.